What is happening, everybody? It's 2018, you silly fucks. What's up? Fresh. We're back. We're freshly back. We're fresh and we're back. What's going on, guys? Welcome to 2018. Yeah. Dude, new year. New year, man. Dude, new me, but also a little bit like the same me, you know? This year, dude, I got a feeling, guys, this year is going to be exactly the same as last year, you know? How about that when people are like, dude, this year is going to be completely new, man. This is going to be my year, dude. This is going to be my year. I know it. I know deep in my heart of hearts, this is going to be my year, man. Hey, okay, how about this? New year, but everything's going to be exactly the same. You know? Like, actually, this year is going to be different, guys. Maybe I'll pick up, like, a drug habit or something. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. Me and JC, we went to New York, NYC, man. That city, okay? New York City is fucking... Dude, it is so intense, okay? I don't know if you've been to New York City before. New York City, why so intense? Why so tense? It was so extreme. So extreme. I'm so sick. I got so sick on New Year's, by the way. I wish Jenna was down here because she could tell you exactly what happened. I blacked out. You know, that's scary. Blacking out is scary because you don't remember shit. So I'll give you like a little recap of what I remember from this whole trip. So we got there. First off, snowed. It's bad on the way there. Took like 8 hours. Don't be such a long drive, New York. How about that? But we got there. We met this dude. Actually, we didn't meet him. We were walking through the streets. It's super crowded. This guy picks us to try to sell to. And his opening words are, "You guys like stand-up comedy?" I fucking love stand-up comedy. You know this. I want to do it one day. Even if it's just one time. Like, it's just something I want to do. So hopefully all the Rugrats come out the day that I decide to do my stand-up comedy open mic night. Anyway. So I'm like, yeah, I love stand-up comedy. What's going on? And he goes, "I work for a comedy club." And mind you, before going here, I read all these things about beware of like the people on the street that try to sell you stuff. Like a lot of it is fake. So I already have skeptical hippo eyes going into this, right? And this dude's like, yeah, $30 each. I could get you guys tickets to this stand-up comedy show. And he pulls out these tickets, and they say, like, Lorenzo on them. And we're like, who's Lorenzo, first of all? He's like, that's my boss. And he, like, pitches us this thing. I'm like, I don't know. This sounds sketchy. He's like, oh, look at all the cops around. You think I could sell this stuff? I'm like, whatever. Jenna's like, I feel like we could do it. So we end up paying $25 each. I pay $50 for the two tickets. And then he's like, yeah, it's a two-drink minimum. Whatever. I'm fine. Like, that's cool. Two drinks in New York City each ends up being another $57. So, I thought it was going to be a scam, but it ended up being a scam for $120, after like the tax and everything. They add gratuity too, and then expect you to tip. Dude, how about that? You fucking add $8 for gratuity and then have the audacity to ask me if I'm gonna tip? Dude, fuck yourself. How about that? Hey, take your gratuity and bury yourself. But in all honesty, the comedy show was literally one of the most fun. I think it was... like as far as going to comedy shows, it has been Brennan Schaub, Chris D'Elia, and then this one. And we've been to a lot of comedy shows. like the Joe Rogan ones, obviously he's hands down, but dude, this comedy show, we were literally front row, right in front of the mic. The guys were roasting me. I had a pink hoodie on, and the first guy was like, "Oh, you look a little rapey." my head hurt because of how hard I was laughing this whole night. The other dude was like, "Where are you from, man?" And I said, "Cleveland," but I guess apparently I said it like a little too cocky. He's like, "Oh, okay, you said it a little cocky with your pink hoodie on." It's just, dude, it was, I think, five people. I wish I knew their names because I would give them all props, but, dude, it was the Broadway Comedy Club in New York City. It was incredible. And before we went to the comedy show, we got pizza at this, I think it was called Angelo's, like, right next to, it's, like, actually connected to where they film The Tonight Show. That was literally the best pizza I've ever had in my entire life. And the New York pizza, the hype is real, man. Their pizza is so good. The second day, that was New Year's Eve, we went to Central Park. By the way, this whole weekend, it's cold, okay? So cold, my nips cut diamonds. And we were so cold at one point that we both laid under the covers, and Jenna plugged in the hair dryer and just turned that hair dryer on high and put it under the covers. And it actually, like, it worked. I don't know how she thought of that, but she ghetto rigged a little heater into our bed. We were so cold, like, it was just miserable. Miserable cold. Don't go to New York City in the winter. It's I want to go back, but I would never go back ever, 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 ever when it's cold. It's like so miserable too, dude, because being cold sucks, right? But imagine being cold and like millions of people, everybody that bumps into you, no one says excuse me. I'm always like, excuse me, oh, pardon me, sorry. But these people don't say anything. So like you're being rude back, and then it's cold, and then people like do stupid shit like stop in the middle of the sidewalk and like take pictures of shit instead of like going off to the side. Like, fucking just have some manners, go off to the side, get the fuck out of my way, because that's what I would do for people. So they just stop. And you're cold, and you're just standing there, or like just walking around them. Everything is miserable, but like, I don't know. It was a great experience, except and then we went to Central Park, and we did like one of those bike ride tours. By the way, if you ever go to Central Park and want to do one of those, they're gonna try to tell you it's X amount of dollars per minute. Fuck that. Try to bargain with them, because we got a 60-minute bike ride for $60. When on the bike it says like $3.99 a minute, and it's like, fuck no. Anyway, New Year's Eve. Oh boy. Same dude that sold us these comedy tickets, fucking Jeffrey, okay? Jeffrey, the street vendor in New York City, is the plug, okay? The biggest plug I've ever met in my entire life. We fell asleep after this bike ride because it was so cold. My nipples froze off my body. My nipples are gone now. So we fell asleep for a little bit, what we thought was a little bit. Woke up at about 6:30, okay? 6:30, our hotel was basically in Times Square. So imagine waking up at 6:30. On New Year's Eve in Times Square, there's not shit that's open anymore, okay? Everybody that's gonna be in Times Square is already in Times Square. We woke up to music, that fucking Havana, oh, na, na. We woke up to that girl performing that song outside of our hotel. So we woke up late, is what I'm trying to tell you. I text Jeffrey, "Hey, can you get us in anywhere?" He texts back, "I can't get you into the place I said I could last night, but I could get you into a place across the street. You will still see the ball drop." I'm like, fucking dope. Listen to this deal. okay, sounds expensive, but $100 a piece, unlimited food for 2 hours. It was like hors d'oeuvres, but they were like high class fucking hors d'oeuvres. And all you could drink. Now, I think you guys know by now, I'm not much of a drinker, but when I pay $100 to drink, I'm drinking. Okay, so I don't drink much. This is all top shelf liquor. Let me just tell you what I remember. So we get there. By the way, we sat next to the two people, the only two people we've met in fucking New York City were two Chinese people, two Chinese Canadian people named Gary and Vani, and they were the coolest people that I've ever met, like out of nowhere. And so we were hanging out with them all night, talking to them all night. So our my fucking drinks that I remember. I ordered a Tito and soda. It was so gross, so strong. So that was disgusting. Drank it anyway. Jenna ordered it's like carbonated champagne. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but you put like fruit in it. She didn't like it because it was carbonated. So me being the kind guy I am, I drank that too. Next drinks, she ordered this thing called like Kinky Boots, which was like this red girly drink that was also so strong. And I ordered Jack and Coke, which I stuck with through the whole night. But wait, there's more. So I drank her drink. She ordered a white wine. Didn't like that. Me being a nice guy, drank that. Now I'm on, I've already had a Tito's, this Kinky Boots thing, her wine, her other wine, two Jack and Cokes. And then guess what? Gary asked JC to drink because his girl had food poisoning. She wasn't drinking, and Jenna wasn't drinking either because she couldn't find anything she liked, even though I think this was a plot against me. And so she tells Gary, yeah, I'll do a shot with you guys. By the way, they don't do shots. All they do is mix drinks. So fucking Gary, the fucking shiesty Chinese-Canadian baller that he was, said, can we get Patron on ice with the soda on the side? Now, I don't know if you've ever had Patron on ice, but it's about 2 to 3 shots of Patron with a fat fucking ice cube in the middle. So me and Gary did ours. Jenna didn't do hers. Guess who did? Me. So now I've had the Tito's, two different wines, the Kinky Boots. I'm going to say I'm at about 3 Jack and Cokes and about 4 shots of Patron. But wait, there's more. Gary orders him and I more shots. And, of course, I'm still drinking the Jack and Cokes. So at the end of the night, I've had at least 5 to 6 Jack and Cokes. I'm going to say more like 6 to 7. And about 8 shots of Patron plus the other nonsense. Apparently, we got back to the hotel. Went into the fucking convenience store that's like inside of hotels, you know, where they charge you like $9 for a bag of Doritos or some shit. Like, they just totally rape you. Like, it's a convenience store and you pay for the convenience. And it's such a fucking scam. But apparently I went in, told Jenna, take anything your heart desires. I told her that the world was her oyster. She grabs all this stuff, and as I'm telling her, grab whatever you want. The world is your oyster. I also made her pay. So we get back to the hotel room, and I'm at that point. I was blacked out actually before this. I was blacked out before we left the bar. I threw up more than anybody should ever throw up. She said at one point, the toilet almost overflowed because of how much I puked. Dude, the next morning. Okay, so first off, I wake up and I'm on the bathroom floor feeling hit nauseous, knowing that I definitely did not have a good night. I don't remember it, but I didn't have a good night because you can't have a good night plus wake up on the bathroom floor. So I don't know what happened after this. I fell asleep a little bit more in the morning until we had to leave. And so I stand up and we're getting ready to leave. And I start thinking like this, I'm going to puke again. I know I'm going to puke again. And we get into the fucking elevator and the elevator stops at every floor. And it's, I just noticed my whole face getting sweaty. I'm just like, shit, man, I'm going to throw up. I know I'm going to throw up. Dude, I watch. This was so intense for me. I watch the elevator light go from, we're on the 14th floor. It literally stopped at every single thing, except it got to the 5th floor and then went 4, 3, 2, 1. I watch everybody get off. I step off, dry heave. Look at Jenna and I say, gonna throw up. She didn't understand what I said. So I start like speed walking and I go into the convenience store, throw up, catch it in, like don't throw up, but I throw up, but I don't throw up. You know what I mean? Like, but I didn't do it. Go over to the fucking garbage can and just start puking my brains out in the hotel lobby. You know how embarrassing it is to throw up in front of like 50 people you don't know? And guess who didn't give a fuck? Me. You know why, dude? Because I don't fucking care, man. I'm so disrespectful that I threw up in a hotel lobby in the garbage because I'm not like, I'm not a complete asshole. But these people were looking at me as if I was supposed to care. Guess who didn't fucking care? Me, man. Because you know what I did after I threw up? Sat down next to someone. They gave me such a dirty look. And guess what? Didn't care again. Because I felt like shit. Also, New York, you raped me. Because it was like $150 to fucking park her car for 48 hours. Okay? 48 hours. You raped me. You raped me, New York. I paid it because I'm boss. But also now I'm broke shit. I don't know, man. It was just like, dude. They just, I don't know, man. They raped me and it hurt my feelings. It did. You know who else is disrespectful as fuck? And I love it so much. Fucking 21 Savage, okay? He is literally the most disrespectful rapper I've ever heard. Hold on one second. Let me find if I could get his music playing. Because I want you guys to understand how disrespectful he is. Yeah. Hold on. Like, the best part. Listen to how fucking much he just doesn't give a fuck. I pull up in Rawrers and shit. With choppers and Harleys and shit. For real. I be Gucci down. Gucci. You wearing Lacoste and shit. Bitch. Yeah. Mont Club. Yeah. Fur came off a belt. Yeah. Yeah. Triple homicide. Put me in a chair. Dude. Triple cross the plug. We do not play fair. Yeah. Have you ever heard somebody not give a fuck like this? Real blingy bling. Draco make you do the chicken head like chingy ching. Walking Neiman Marcus and I spend a life 50-50. Please proceed with caution shooters. They be riding with me. 21 bad bitch. Cute. He is the coolest rap. Dude, Toady, get out of the bag, man. What are you doing? You're fucking up the podcast. Dude, Jenna's dog is such a pain in my ass. I love her so much. Dude, I talk so much shit about this dog, but I really love it so much. She's like this little white, I forget what the fuck she is, dude. But she looks, she's like, I don't know, man. Bichon Frise, I think. If that even is a dog, that's what she is. That's what she looks like she is, but I don't know if that's really what she is. But like, she's just this little white fluff ball, and she's so stinky. Brush your teeth, Toadie. But like, I just love her, man, and I don't know why. I really don't. I'm about to actually look up on Instagram, New Year, New Me, the hashtag, and that a bunch of those are just gonna be what are fucking. That's New Year, New Me, dude. New Year, New Me, man. Oh, there's 164 posts today. Ugh, puke. Bro, puke. Okay, this one might be good. No, that one wasn't good. But like, dude, if you post New Year, New Me. Oh, so gross. They're actually kind of sad. They're like all old people, man. You're not that old and be like, New Year, New Me, you know? Like, who really, like, waits? Like, you're not going to follow through with it. That's what I mean. You could say New Year, New Me all you want, dude. But, oh, it's just puke, you know? Just fucking puke. New Year, New You. That might be good. Oh, these are all people trying to be so motivational. Oh, you guys make me sick on Instagram. Chris D'Elia liked one of my pictures on Instagram, and like that made me so happy. Oh, gross. Okay, so this lady, I'm not even gonna say who she. If you have inspire, if you say like it's her name and then inspires on her Instagram, you're not a motivational speaker. Are you getting paid by Instagram to fucking do this? No, probably not. So don't say you're a motivational speaker if you're not. I've been through a lot these last few weeks, but one thing is for sure, God has been speaking clearer to me than ever. Clarity and stillness produces a beautiful thing called all caps observation. Lots of changes in my life are well overdue. Removal, revamping, and restoring. Oh, and everything on all of her hashtags are all motivation. Dude, oh, I do the hashtags because I have to. What is she doing that for? Oh my goodness. You know, like, oh, that probably sounded awful on the podcast, just sniffing. I don't know. Whatever, dude. Remember in Pumping Iron when Arnold was like, when I get the pump, it feels better than coming. I saw a huge jack dude on my Instagram, and it made me think of that. The pump feels better than coming. So I'm coming when I'm with my wife. I'm coming at the gym. I'm coming all over. So that's like, that he said some shit like that. He said like, I'm coming 24/7. Could you imagine coming 24/7 for real? And then also coming 24/7, but also being Arnold Schwarzenegger and you're just all day long, all the time. Oh man. Next podcast, we're going to talk about shit that we need to leave in 2017. I had to do a podcast for you suckers because I didn't do one for you in a long time. And I felt so bad. So bad. Oh, you want to know what I thought of the other day? That I didn't even, I don't know if I talked about this in the last podcast. I woke up at like 4 a.m. and thought about this. I woke up for no reason with this thought in my head. That guys have no control over shit. Like looking at butts. That's what I mean. It's actually what I'm talking about. Guys have no control over this. And I can't believe I took a note at 4 a.m. that I don't know why I did this. But like, I don't know if this is every guy, but like I could literally watch like an old lady walk by and instantly like I look at her butt and then I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And it's just instinct. I don't know if other dudes are like that or if I'm just like weird, but I look like I don't even want to look at them and I just do. It's like, oh man, it's just, I don't know, it's weird. Like guys are just programmed differently than girls. They really are, because I don't feel like girls, they probably look at something, but like that thing, it always gets guys. Like I don't, like I said, I don't even want to look, and I do it, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? That was an old lady butt. I don't want to look at that shit. I don't know why I thought of that or why I even just said it in this, but whatever. You know, we're not perfect, man. But yeah, I don't know. I wanted to do a little episode for you guys because it's been a while. It feels like it's been like a week since I talked to you guys, and that's not okay. So we're back. It's fucking 2018, man. New year, same motherfucking podcast, being disrespectful. You know, we're not going to turn down the disrespect in 2018. We're going to turn it up. We're turning it up, man. Tell a friend. Tell two friends. Tell three friends. Keep listening. Subscribe. Rate. Like the shit that I post. Let's grow the cult. And we're going to get that cabin in the woods, baby. Peace out, Rugrats.